Hello everybody, this is your girl Shawana. I know it's been a while, but here I am again doing another podcast. I still haven't forgot podcasts, just been a little busy. I know in my last podcast I was saying that I was recovering from surgery, which I have completely recovered. I thank God for that. I'm back at work. Well, I actually have a new job. I had to resign from my old job because things wasn't right. And, you know, God say that you have to stand up for right. And if you standing up for right and doing God's word, then he's going to bless you. So the day I resigned, that same day, he opened up that door for me to start a new job. You know, so I thank God for that. And I love it. I love the job that I'm doing. But I'm still here doing this podcasting thing, thanking God. My ex is moving, letting go and let God take control. Because this is our exes, whether we know it or not. We got to let go of all those hurts and pains that we've been going through. So, like I said before, I hope whatever I say helps somebody and, you know, change somebody's life. I'm just doing what God tells me to do. And when he tells me to stop doing this, I'm going to stop doing it. But right now, he got a word. He got a word in me. I got a word for you. I've been on fire since this morning when I went to church. It started in Sunday school and it stopped at the end of service, and I'm still, Holy Spirit is still nugging at me right now to say what I need to say on this podcast. We talked about taking responsibility in our Sunday school class, and that's something that's big with me because a lot of times I'd avoid it. Taking responsibility for the choices I made. But when God put me down and brought me back up, I learned to take responsibility for my things that I did. I stopped blaming everybody else and I had to look at that man in the mirror. I know some of y'all listen to my other podcasts. I always talk about that man in the mirror, that song, Michael Jackson song. I love that song because it's so true. You got to look at the man in the mirror because you can't talk about nobody else or make a change for somebody else until you look at that mirror and see for yourself the changes you need and the things you need to talk about yourself on. So that's what I'm going to talk about for these little snippets. Taking responsibility. We got to take responsibility for the things we do. We got to stop saying that because my mama did this or my mama did that, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. Or my daddy did this or my cousin or my aunt or whoever. No. As a child, you don't know better. And yes, when you're a child in your mama and daddy's house and your mom and dad are doing things, you have no control of that. And yes, some of those things do spill over on you because you don't have a choice because you're just a child. And you don't know what's going on. But when you hit that age of adulthood, you do have a choice. It ain't mom and daddy responsibility no more. It ain't what mom and daddy did no more. It's what you did. Because we got free will. We got free choice. So the things that you do now, that's on you. That ain't on what mama did. Just because you growed up in a household where mama drank and daddy drank or did drugs, that don't mean you get out there and do the same thing. Or if dad was sitting on the corner selling dope, that don't mean you be a dope man. We got to stop blaming everybody for the things that we do and take responsibility for what we got. God just wants us to be honest. He know what we are. He just wants us to tell him that. He wants us to honor us him by being honest with ourselves and being honest with him as well. Be honest with what you are. We sit here and we pray all the time. Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Lord, I don't know why I keep getting into this trouble. Why I keep doing these things. And every time you bless me, then I turn around and do it all back over again. You know why you keep doing it? Because you ain't been honest with yourself. And you ain't been honest with God. You ain't been honest. And you're not taking responsibility for your actions. If you know you're a liar, just say, Lord, I'm a liar. I'm a liar. I am a liar, Lord. And I need you to take that lying spirit away from me because I keep doing it over and over. Lord, I'm a cheat. I don't know why, but I just love to be with this woman and that woman or this man and that man. I need you to take that away from me. We got to be honest. Take responsibility for what we are accept our past, accept who we are, the things that's going on, and move on. When you start accepting what you are and who you are and what this world is and what people are, your life gonna be better. And you can take responsibility and keep moving. But until we do that, you're going to continue to fall down. Continue to be praying them same prayers to break your heart. Wonder why I keep doing this, why I keep going through that. Because you ain't taking responsibility for what you're doing. You blaming everybody in the world for why you in your situation or why this happened to you besides looking in that mirror. As I said before, that man in the mirror, which is yourself. Take responsibility. I made that choice to do that. I did that for a long time. I was mad at the world, blaming everybody for everything that happened to me, but I didn't take responsibility for the choices I made. Some things I didn't have control of. When I got raped, that wasn't my fault. But what happened after I got raped, that was my fault because I made those choices. I chose not to get help. I sat there and let all that spill over me and spill over to my children, that negativity, that toxicity, all that. I did that because I wanted to pretend like it never happened, but it did. I didn't want to accept that reality, but I had to because that's who I am now. That's my past. I had to love it and accept it. No matter how bad it was, how brutal and how traumatic it happened, I had to accept it. And until I accepted it, I'm still going, my life was pitiful. And I kept asking God, why? But I should have been asking him, why not? Because I'm not nobody special. Yes, God is my father. He loved me. Yes, he do. I love him. But I wasn't nobody special. I wasn't the first person or the only person that this didn't happen to. And I had to realize that. Until I accepted that, then my life started to change. But I have already put the hurt and pain in so many people because I didn't at first. My children, my mother, my father, my brother, my friends, or so-called friends, family. But I thank God that he delivered me. Oh, yes, I do. I could see him talk about it. It was a time when I couldn't even think about it. I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't even sleep with the lights off. I couldn't even walk out my front door. But now I don't even care. Because I accepted that part of my past. Because that's what it is. I accepted that part of my life. I accepted of me trying to take my life many times because of that hurt and pain I was going through for being raped. I accepted all the lying I did. All the manipulation that I did. I accepted all of that. Because can't nobody tell my story but me and God. And can't nobody talk about me but me. So I thank God. So that lesson this morning, it hit home. It did. Take responsibility. Because we got to take responsibility for ourselves. We got to take responsibility for the choices we make. We got to stop trying to blame the world for everything. You know, there was a time we, as black people, we blamed older white people stopping us from doing this. The white people stopping us. Yes, to a degree, they have stopped us. For 400-some years, they have done that. But what about what we've been doing to ourselves? We have stopped ourselves as well by killing one another, by hating on one another, not loving each other. And it ain't just the black race, it's all races. We stop our own progression by the things that we do and the choices that we make. I tell my sons all the time, y'all grown now. So whatever is going on with y'all, whatever choice y'all make, that's on y'all. That ain't on me. I can't take back what I did. I can't change my past. Only thing that I can do is move forward. But I'm not gonna keep dwelling there. You're not gonna keep blaming me for why you in your situation, why you feel this way. No, no, no. You grown now. So whatever you going through, that's on you. The choices that you making in your life, the things that you're doing. And I got to take responsibility for what I'm doing now. And I thank God, because the things I'm doing now, God has brought me so far. He got me on a path. Lord, I can't even explain because it's so good. I don't even talk the way I used to talk. I don't even walk the way I used to walk. I don't even think the way I used to think. I don't be around the same people no more, because he done put people in my life that's on the same level I'm on, trying to get there with him. See, that's how you know you got a relationship with God. Because when you ain't worried about what the world doing, and all you worried about is trying to get to God and do God's work, that's a whole different level that people that believe him know what I'm talking about. Because if you're a believer, you know what I'm saying. And if you're not, you just sit up there thinking I'm running my mouth. But that's it. We got to take responsibility. This world is coming to an end. So much going on, so much killing, so much fighting, so much, all of this is going on in the White House, even down to the outhouse. It's drama, drama, drama. And why is it? Because nobody's taking responsibility for the things that they're doing. They want to blame everybody else for this and this and this, except for what they're doing. We ain't following God's commandments. We're not doing what God say. He say love one another. He say help one another. Love thy neighbor. We ain't talking about just the person you live next door to. Love thy neighbors, everybody and anybody of all colors and races. We're not doing none of that. You know, we can go up in the church every Sunday, but if we ain't out there working in the streets, in the community, bringing people to Jesus and telling people about Jesus, we just sitting up in them 4 walls, just sitting there. Praise and worship. Yes, we thank God for everything. Because he brought us from one Sunday to the next through the work week. Through the weekend. He done woke us up every morning. Let us sleep through the night. Let us make it through the job. Or through whatever. Throughout each day. We got to thank him for that. But we also got to be honest with him too. Because he didn't have to do us. We ain't nobody special. But he do it because he loves us. So he loves us that much. We should love him as much as the same, to be honest, and take responsibility for the things that we do. So like I say, that man in the mirror, it always come up in all my podcasts, because it's a song that's true to life. Michael did that when he did that. I'm talking about the man in the mirror. Yes. A lot of people, when I first heard that song, I didn't really realize what he was talking about. It was just a catchy song at the time. Talking about the man in the mirror. Everybody was singing it. Graduation. Everybody. We was in elementary, junior high. Yes. Until I became an adult and I started actually listening to the words of the song and understanding the meaning. And when I was going through what I was going through, it started hitting home. It started hitting reflections of what was going on in my life. I got to start with the man in the mirror. I got to start making a change. I got to look at myself. You know, the old people say, sweep around your front door first before you start sweeping around somebody else's. That's the same thing with the man in the mirror. You got to look at yourself first. You got to look at that reflection, no matter how it look. Whether it's ugly, it's pretty, it's cracked, it's still you. You got to look at you and accept you and change you if you want to change. Our pastor, we got the series talking about being better and not bitter. A lot of us are bitter because we don't want to take responsibility for the things we've done and the choices we made. So we bitter and we want to be mad at the world. But we need to be mad at ourselves because we don't want to put ourselves in the situation. So I want to be better, and I'm striving to be better every day. I don't let bitterness come into my world. I don't even deal with negative people. I manage my 24. I don't let nobody disrupt my day. And if they try, I, Lord, take it right now. Let no weapon form against me prosper. The Lord said that. It's always going to be weapons forming. But God ain't gonna never let them prosper. And if he do let them prosper, it's for your sake. It's a reason why he letting it prosper. And that's one thing we need to realize. Everything that we go through in our life is a reason the Lord putting us through it. We might not see it at the time, but when he brings us through those storms, he show us why. We look back and we understand it then. A lot of times I couldn't understand a lot of things that was going on with me until I got out of it. And then I look back and I see what God was doing. I hear him talking to me about it. I understand it. And then I can speak about it. I can try to help somebody else get through. Because I can tell you firsthand what I went through. And let me tell you, baby, what God did for me and what he gonna do for you. So that's all I want to talk about for these little snippets of taking responsibility. We got to take responsibility. We can't start blaming everybody for what we do. Well, my mama was a crackhead, so I started doing drugs. My daddy was selling dope. I started selling dope. My mama got abused, so I just get abused too. All this type of stuff. No. When you was a child, you was in your child's place. But when you became an adult, you became an adult. And you start thinking as an adult, living as an adult. You are an adult. So the choices you make are as an adult. So when you know better, you do better. We don't keep blaming everybody else. So I hope these little few words that I just said will help somebody. Because like I say, I'm going to do this when God tell me to stop. I might not do it as often as I was before. But when he tell me to start speaking, I want you to say this. I'm going to do it. And like I said, the Spirit had been with me from church about this. Take responsibility. Because it hit home with me. Because I didn't want to take responsibility for a lot of things I did. I hurt my kids to the core. I didn't want to take responsibility for what I did, but I had to face it. I had to face them and let them understand what was going on in my mind at the time. But it still wasn't no excuse because I still made that choice. I can't take it back. Only thing I can do is accept it. Ask God to forgive me and move forward and try to have a better relationship with my kids. Even if they don't forgive me or not. But I know I took responsibility after for it. So I hope y'all have a happy Sunday and a happy work week. And remember, manage your 24. Let people be people. And continue to let God lead your life. And let this be your exit movement. Whatever you're going through, let go and let God take control. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.